This is KGVM Radio, 95.9 on your dial.
I'm Marion.
And I'm Jim. We are your hosts for this weekly program, Meditation to Self-Realization.
Our intention here is to do interviews, guided meditations, and share teachings of Hindu philosophy. We will be discussing how we can reach our greatest potential through self-realization.
This week we want to focus on a theme that will be taken from a book by Prithiji and Krishnaji, The Four Sacred Secrets.
So Jim, before we get started, I'd like to lead us all in a short breath pause.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
To relax and become centered.
All right.
So let's take some slow, deep breaths and be very conscious of your inhale and your chest rising, and an exhale with your chest falling. And take a couple breaths this way. Relax your facial muscles. Relax your shoulders. Be sure your lips are closed as you inhale slowly and exhale slowly. And now take another inhale. And on your exhale, slowly open your eyes and join us.
That's nice. Thanks, Mary.
You're welcome.
She's a philosopher who has impacted scores of seekers across the world. Loving wife, a dedicated mother, a spiritual mentor to the community of teachers at the academy, and a conscious leader who has created 5 successful global businesses along with her husband Krishnaji. Prithiji is a rare enlightened sage who impacts her students not only through her wisdom but also the power of her consciousness. Her wisdom is a perfect convergence of 2 worlds: the worldly and the spiritual, scientific and transcendental. In just the last 1 year, she has launched 3 powerful spiritual journeys, a meditation app, and a series of meditations for the corporate world that have gained worldwide appreciation. She has traveled across the world conducting Being Limitless, magical weekend journeys, and the 4-day Field of Abundance retreats that awaken seekers to the power of one consciousness. She has taught leaders at organizations including TEDx at Kansas City, Oprah Winfrey's OWN, Ari Emanuel's WMEIMG Annual Convention, and the High Performance Symposium organized by Equinox. Learning from Prithiji is indeed a true blessing. It is awakening to a new consciousness, a new life, and the power to create a new world.
Hi, Namaste. Welcome to Power of Being, a wisdom and meditation experience. This wisdom meditation has two purposes. One, to open your consciousness to synchronicities. Two, to move you to a state of calm and serenity. We appreciate your effort to break free of the normality of everyday life and choosing to peep into this beautiful world. Now that you have made a conscious choice to be here with us, please decide to dedicate the next hour to this amazing journey together. Now let me explain to you what a synchronicity means. A synchronicity is a serendipitous happening. It is a fortunate stroke of events. Some people may call it luck or chance. Some may call it grace. Whatever name you give it, synchronicities are events that happen in perfect alignment with your heart's deepest intentions. It is as if the universe is supporting you with what you want to achieve and where you want to reach.
My name is Michael Shoemate. I noticed a growth on my left cheek. It had progressed rapidly, so I wanted to see my dermatologist before I went to India. When I did, he agreed that it was, in fact, a precancerous growth, and he used a freezing spray on it that, and then prescribed some medication for me. And I began applying that medication 2 days before I left for India. It grew rapidly into a large, black, charred scab that extended about a quarter of an inch off of the surface of the skin. It was horrible. You can see by the redness, where the redness was, it was much more than that. And I kept applying this, actually was misapplying the cream that he gave me that he said would activate my body's immune system to expel whatever wasn't killed by the freeze. After about a week of this, and with this scab continuing to get uglier, and he did say it was going to be ugly, but getting uglier and pussy looking and such like that, and then the whole left side of my face started to swell and it started to go up into my tear duct, and I said, you know, I think something's not right here, so I stopped using the stuff. Two significant things happened while on the course, and the first day that we were there, we learned the soul sync meditation. This was about 4 days before it was time to leave. At the end of the soul sync meditation, you can make a single request for something to manifest, and my request, my intention was that my face heal. 4 days later, by the time we were ready to leave, my swelling had gone down completely. The scab was flush with the face, and the blackness had dried out and was starting to flake off. It was just a little tiny spot about the size of a dime by the time we left. 3 days after I got back, I saw my dermatologist. It was completely healed. And he said, what I have now, which is what you see right here, is new skin, as if I had a dermal treatment, like a face peel that women do sometimes. And that it's just brand new skin, and in a matter of the next 3 or 4 months, it'll just become totally normal looking. So that is my experience with SoulSync and my first miracle with SoulSync, of which I've had many. Thank you very much.
A synchronicity is as if the universe is arranging itself in magical patterns to fulfill your heart's deepest longings. You may ask, why do we need synchronicities? Despite all the knowledge and skills we have, all the information we possess and strategies we apply, all the effort and opportunities, there are still solutions that elude us. There is progress that gives us a slip, and you begin to feel that all you needed was that little piece of luck or fortune. Luck is random. What if you needed something more than luck? What if there was a way in which you can make luck happen? What if there is something inside of you that can make this happen? What causes a synchronicity to happen? It is your state of being. In my observation, synchronicities don't flow when you are desperate, when you're frustrated or angry. They happen when you're in a serene state of being. They happen most to us in a moment of relaxation, a moment of calm, and a state of serene acceptance. If you reflected, you would know it's in those moments of serenity that magic happens. But the problem is, most of us don't know how to make it happen. Let me put it this way. The key to synchronicity is the beautiful state. If you can consciously nurture this beautiful state, you can consciously create abundant synchronicities. Now let's learn about the beautiful state. Before we move on, let us do a small practice of meditation. One of the great gifts this wisdom meditation will give you is, it will teach you to pause. To pause, are you wondering if this will be useful for your particular life situation? Listen on and you will know for yourself. Let me share an ancient Indian fable with you. Once upon a time, there were four students of a great teacher who were walking through a forest. They were adepts in various arts and sciences. Soon they came across a heap of bones. The first fellow said to the other, "Look, with the power of my learning, I can gather the bones and make them into a skeleton." The fourth fellow said, "Hey, pause before you do it." But the first one did not listen. Lo and behold, he turned it into a skeleton. The second fellow said, "Look, with my power of my learning, I can make the bones grow flesh and meat." The fourth fellow said, "Please, at least pause now." The second fellow did not listen. Lo and behold, within moments, he turned it into a carcass of a lion. Now it was the turn of the third fellow. He said, "Look, with my power of my learning, I can breathe life into this carcass." The fourth man was intelligent. He tried to warn the third fellow and asked him to pause, but his words were not heeded. The third man was intent upon proving his learning. So the fourth one climbed up a huge tree to save himself. As soon as the third fellow breathed life into the lion, it sprang into action and in less than a moment killed the three learned fools. This story is a reflection of what happens within our minds. We don't observe our thinking and give in, it becomes an emotion. We don't observe our emotion, it becomes our temperament. We don't observe our temperament and it leads us to impulsive actions and therefore create a life that we do not like for ourselves and for our loved ones. Remember, this meditation is about the art of pausing. When you want to act a particular way, pause and inquire. When you're giving in to your habitual temperament, pause and inquire. When you're giving in to an emotion, pause and inquire. When you're giving in to a particular way of thinking, pause and inquire. Base your inquiry on three grounds. Question one. Is it leading you or the others to stress or well-being? Towards monotony or freshness? Question two. Is it leading you and others to become separate or more connected? To chaos or greater order? Question three. Is it based on facts or prejudice? Once you have paused and inquired on these grounds, go full steam and act. This meditation helps you pause. It gives you the possibility of a beautiful life. Do you want to learn a simple meditation practice that will teach you to pause? Close your eyes now for a few moments. If you absolutely don't want to, you could focus on a place on the floor in front of you with your open eyes. Take three slow, deep breaths. Inhale and exhale three times. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. For the next three breaths, we will consciously smile as we exhale. Inhale. As you exhale, smile. Let your lips expand. Inhale. As you exhale, smile. Along with your lips, let your cheeks join the smile. Inhale. Exhaling, smile along with your lips and cheeks. Let your eyes join the smile. Like a lotus that blossoms to the early morning sun, let a beautiful smile blossom on your face. You look beautiful with your smile on. Keep breathing easy and bring your palms to your heart. Hold your smile easy on your face and let us take the last three breaths with your eyes closed. Inhale, Exhaling, say to yourself, I am at peace. Inhale, exhaling, say to yourself, I am in joy. Inhale, exhaling, say to yourself, I feel love within. Now slowly open your eyes. We saw that the secret behind opening up to synchronicities is a beautiful state. What is a beautiful state? Krishnaji, my husband, says all of humanity forever has lived only in two states of being. Either in a suffering state or a no suffering state. We can also say it as a stressful state or a beautiful state. He believes that the true purpose of spirituality is to help you move away from a limiting state and help you live in a beautiful state. What is a suffering state or a stressful state? A state where you feel small, where you feel lost, separate, isolated, and unpleasant. Where there is incessant conflicting noise, thought noise, where there is anger, fear, or anxiety, stress, loneliness, sadness. These are stressful states or suffering states. When you are in them, you feel disconnected, you feel conflicted, and you are unclear. You feel rushed, and you feel lost. They hurt you and they hurt others. What then is a beautiful state? A beautiful state is vastly more than an emotional high. It is greatly more than a cheerful attitude. It is not about what is on display to others. It is your actual inner state. It is a state of joy, love, connection, compassion, bliss, ecstasy, courage, calm. And in a beautiful state, there is total absence of inner conflict, inner noise, and chaos. Your thinking is clear, like a still lake, at the bottom of which you can see pebbles and the many-colored fish. Your actions are free of all confusion and self-doubt. They are clear and decisive. You feel connected to yourself and you feel connected to another. While in a beautiful state, you're able to be completely present to the moment. You're able to be fully present to people around you. A beautiful state is the foundation for a beautiful life. So pause for a moment again. Hold a gentle smile at the corner of your lips and take three deep breaths. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale, exhale. Now let me ask you a question. What do you think causes our destiny? What do you think is the greatest factor responsible for our destiny? Let us take a look at the dynamics of creating a transformed destiny or the dynamics of creating a beautiful life. Our destiny is governed largely by our actions, our actions by our choices by our emotions and thoughts. This is fairly simple to understand. Let us say I choose to manifest great love in my relationship with my husband. I need to consistently perform right actions that generate love in me and him. To perform right actions, I need to make wise choices of letting go of anger and blame and making our mutual happiness more important on an ongoing basis. I can only make wise choices when I feel connected to him emotionally and when my thinking is not obsessive or self-centric, when I'm not lost in myself. Add to this, it is only when I am going to live in a beautiful state, synchronicities will happen and more magic enters our relationship. Is this clear? Thank you. Most people desire to change their destiny or want a beautiful life, but they do nothing about it. The entire journey stops with mere desiring. No action in that direction. This is an inferior pursuit. Let me narrate a humorous story I heard in my childhood. There lived a lazy young man in a village. All he did was engage in daydreams about living a great life someday. One day a neighbor gave him a pot of flour. The lazy guy laid the pot of flour on the table at the foot of his bed and lay down to daydream. He imagined that he would make this flour into the most fragrant of bread and sell it in the market at the highest of price. With the money he got, he would buy a cow and sell the milk. And as the money begins to pour, he would buy more and more cows and set up a farm. The farm would give him so much produce that he will be the richest fellow in the village. And seeing his wealth, the headman of the village would come begging, asking him to marry his daughter. After marrying her with a great fanfare and having a child with her, one day while he was taking an afternoon nap, his little son starts to cry and he admonishes his wife to silence the boy. When she does not respond to him with due respect, he would get angry with her and kick her with his leg like this. And lo and behold, the pot of flour fell on the floor and cracked. That definitely is an inferior pursuit, don't you think? Some people wanting to change their destiny try to change their actions. They try to perform smart actions or loving actions. But the momentum of the old thinking makes this inconsistent or impossible, because the vision of a transformed life probably got them motivated enough to want to change. But soon the vision is engulfed by the old pattern of thinking and the stress and the anxieties of everyday living. And this is an ordinary pursuit. Very few people wanting to change their destiny focus on transforming their thinking and their emotions. From there on, try to change their actions, and this is a higher pursuit. For a few minutes, let us observe the truth of our current pursuit in life. What is the beautiful future you envision for yourself? You want to create. Be it in your relationship, wealth, stature, or your contribution. How have you been pursuing this destiny over the years? Have you stopped with desiring alone? Or have you been trying to change your actions and behaviors and repeatedly getting disappointed with yourself and giving up. Or have you been trying to change your emotions and thoughts? Or have you been mindful of your thinking? What has been the consequence of this kind of pursuit on your life? However, the path laid out includes all of this, but does not stop here. To create a great destiny, we begin with transforming your consciousness. Transforming your consciousness means transforming your sense of self, where you feel connected to something beyond your limited self. From being limited to include others, to include the earth, to include the universe itself. When you know you are the limitless consciousness, your thinking changes radically. When your sense of self changes, your thinking changes fundamentally. With transformed consciousness arise transformed thinking, from which arise transformed states of emotions, transformed actions, and the unfolding of synchronicities, and thus a great destiny. This is the greatest pursuit or the ultimate pursuit. Who therefore needs to break free of the limited stressful states and live in a beautiful state? Everyone needs it. If you're a student and you want to take your brain into an effortless learning zone, you need it. If you're a teacher, then a beautiful state is the greatest asset you can have for skillful imparting of knowledge. As a parent, myself, I can tell you, the greatest way to impact your child is to connect to the child from a beautiful state. If you want to advance your career, you certainly need a beautiful state, for a beautiful state is a fountainhead of great creativity. If you're a business leader, you absolutely need a beautiful state to make intelligent choices. If you're a sportsperson, you need a beautiful state to create magic on the field. And if you're a spiritual seeker, to find true freedom. Sit erect with your hands resting on your thighs and your palms facing upwards. The tip of your thumb touches the tip of your index finger. We will begin with observation. Breathe slowly and be totally present to every inhalation and exhalation. For every breath you take, touch your thumb to the tip of one finger. So for the first breath, touch the thumb and the index finger of both your hands. For the second breath, thumb and the middle finger, and so on. In this manner, you will take 8 complete breaths. If during a particular breath your mind wanders, keep touching the finger and bring your attention back to breath. Let us begin. Let us move on to the next phase of the soul sync meditation. Inhale deeply, and as you exhale, you will make a humming sound like a bee. Your hum must be strong enough to create a vibration in your head. Please pay total attention to the sound. Each time you hum, you will touch the tips of your fingers with your thumb. And we will do this 8 times, just like the previous step. Let us move on to the next phase of the soul sync. When you breathe slowly, there occurs a very natural pause between every inhalation and exhalation. It is a very minute pause. Bring attention to that point where inhalation ends and exhalation begins. Again, you will keep count of your breaths by touching your fingertips. You will observe 8 breath pauses in this manner. us move into the fourth phase of the soul sink. In this stage, you will internally chant the mantra, Aham. Do it very slowly for 8 times. Inhale slowly and on your exhale, whisper to yourself, Aham. Keep touching your fingertips slowly as you do this. Let us move on to the fifth phase. Touch your index finger with your thumb and hold this position. Feel or visualize your limited self expanding into the cosmic self. Imagine your body and everything around you dissolve into light. Without boundaries, without limitations, into the limitless field of consciousness. This is an unlimited field of endless possibilities. Now make an intention for the fulfillment of any one desire or the manifestation of any one intent that you may have in your heart. Visualize and feel as if it is already happening right now, and feel that total sense of fulfillment and joy. Thank you. Whenever you are ready, take a deep breath. You may open your eyes. Well, it was joyful being with you. Continue your daily practice of soul sync for living in a beautiful state and to manifest synchronicities. We would love to walk along with you on the path of your evolution in consciousness. Thank you. Namaste.
Okay, now I'm going to read from the Four Sacred Secrets by Preetiji and Krishnaji. And this is about living with a spiritual vision. So, when we are in a beautiful state, and that's described as experiences of calm, connection, passion, joy, vitality, and inner peace. And then when we are not in a beautiful state, our default state is stress or suffering. We have all lived in stress and disconnection and have contributed to the chaos in our personal lives and the lives of the people around us. We have also lived in a beautiful state of connection and have contributed to the well-being of the world and ourselves. In our years of observation of consciousness and its manifestation in life, we have noticed a reoccurring pattern. Undoubtedly, suffering or stressful states is destructive, and beautiful states of calm are rejuvenating and life-giving. Time and again, we have noticed that the more a person lives in a suffering state, the more life becomes like a tangled net from which there seems to be no escape. Problems mount, confusion mounts, chaos mounts. Life becomes an endless battle. When we prolong suffering states of frustration, disappointment, jealousy, or hate, every aspect of our lives feels off kilter. We battle with our families, battle at work, battle with the government. In suffering states, we feel as if the forces of the universe are hostile to us. No matter what decision we make or what action we take, we find life heading towards greater and greater chaos. We have also seen on innumerable occasions that when we live in a beautiful state, magical synchronicities begin to unfold. Here, you might be wondering, what is a synchronicity? Synchronicities are meaningful coincidences. They are favorable and harmonious occurrences that happen in alignment with your intention. It feels as if the randomly moving universe is arranging itself in patterns in response to your heart's longing to support you. In a beautiful state, we become more creative, and incredible solutions to challenges arise. Our damaged relationships heal, and nourishing new relationships emerge. Our thinking becomes clearer, our intellect becomes sharper, our minds become more peaceful, and our hearts move into a space of connection. If you are feeling overwhelmed by the concept of a beautiful state, or unsure if you have understood it correctly, remember that a beautiful state refers to a rich range of experiences. It can begin as serenity, happiness, gratitude, love, or courage. The essence of a beautiful state is the absence of conflicting inner chatter, a greater presence to life, and a richer connection to the people around you. As you evolve further, you can awaken to transcend states such as peace, transcendental states. You can awaken to transcendental states such as peace, stillness, compassion, joy, and fearlessness. In these states, you are in a flow with life. You awaken to the oneness and the interconnection of all existence. The more powerful the state, the more easily you impact the fabric of consciousness to manifest your aspirations. And that's the completion of our reading for today from the Four Sacred Secrets by Preetaji and Krishnaji.
Well, that's pretty interesting because what I get out of that too is as you know yourself, you know, what makes you angry or upset or anxious. Once you know certain things about yourself, you've got the power to change from a not-so-beautiful state, or what they call a suffering state, to a state of, as Maggie said, unperturbed calm, where you can remain calm through situations and rise above them and be joy, full of joy or happiness, which is a beautiful state. So then you get to make your choices.
Right, yeah. And I do think that being able to have an influence upon the people that we're communicating with or living with is huge. If one person in the household can stay calm through no matter what's happening around them, I think it lessens the intensity of everyone else's reactions to perturbances or life happening.
Yeah, I mean, it's just we get into these defensive modes if there's a conflict going on, and now it's like a war. It's literally. So if we could remain, at least one person, remain calm and perhaps say the right things in return to the other person, or just listen,
or be able to be an empathic state.
There you go.
Where you may not say anything, but you might feel what the other person's feeling. And to me, I know when I'm upset and someone is giving me empathy, it helps me change the way I'm reacting. So. Mm.